And we don't get redos, all right? So they decided to put another referendum out that skated by. You know, did it have to be as extravagant? That's for people to decide. But I wouldn't go back and retroactively. I let them figure out how they're going to balance their budgets, manage this cost, just like we do. Why do all the tough decisions? We're the ones that get the tax bills, for God's sakes. We're the one that answers the residents' questions of why did it go up? And what can we normally say? Look at the school district. That's where the increase was. And why do we take the heat all the time? So you guys can put this in your arsenal when I'm gone, but I call them the quiet tax assassins.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I'm not sure.
Turn your mic on.
Discuss maybe some updates that could be done in this document. So I thought I'd just try to go through them. But first I wanted to go to page 47. It's the council action that was being requested on the 5 to 7 years, which has already been brought up. I noticed on page 52 it talks about the 3-year average growth rate, and then on page 54 it talked about a different method. And I would be in favor of the lower amount of time to redo the study instead of waiting as long, because we say 5 to 7 and it takes a couple of years to get it done, so we end up at 9. So that's one issue. And then as what was pointed out, it would be nice to note or have available for the public maybe how do we compare to other communities as far as our impact fees, because statement says that we're so much higher. I guess I'd like to know if that is correct. And then on page 53, there's the industrial, and this is mentioned a couple times in here where it talks about dropping the industrial. So I'd like to finish the points, but I'd like to take the time to let you address that one before I bring up the rest of the points.
Oh, the institutional category?
Yeah. It says industrial on the chart with a little dot, and then it says that this 71 acres of known industrial development, and then it also talks about dropping off that part of it. About
page 53 of the packet.
Okay. With the industrial, so the
page 3 of your document.
Page 3, thank you. So the 71 acres of known industrial development, is that what you're referring to?
Right.
So that was actually added to the sewer PAC forecast on top of what they were forecasting to make sure it was included. Because when I spoke to sewer PAC representatives, they said I should consult with the municipal employees to make sure I was including the known facts on the ground. Okay. They said their forecast was more general, so I wanted to include specifics. Yeah.
Okay. And then I had, 57. On page 57, under special parks, there are a couple of them listed. There's a figure next to the Victory Creek Park development of $117,000, which it's my understanding that that's conservation facilities, so that you wouldn't be able to put anything on there. And what we've already done has been a trail. And I don't think anything else is going to be allowed on there. So I didn't know if that figure is an old figure from a park trail or what that was as cost. And then underneath that is the Marwoods Special Park development. Well, we ended up not obtaining Marwoods. It was held by the family. So that one probably could be updated to be removed.
That chart, Alderman, is the previous stuff, not future. That's just a rehash.
Okay. I didn't know if this was going to be a public document that was going to be available, and I thought,
it's just reflecting what was passed.
Yeah. Okay.
What was passed in the past, the two versions of the word.
Okay. Well, because it says planned, so I thought it was supposed to be current.
Actually, yes, those are included in the current fee. So if you're telling me those plans are no longer applicable, I can remove those two projects.
All right.
Oh, they're in current.
And then on page 64, probably going to be a little bit uncomfortable subject, but I feel it's necessary to bring this up. It talks about transportation systems, and this is another category for impact fees, and that the Arterial streets are major streets, often wider cross-sections that serve to carry traffic through the community between major destination points or that carry inter-community traffic. And I thought about the list of transportation inventories that are here, and we have been having an ongoing method about how to fund the needs for the Marquette Avenue section, which would be caused by a new growth situation. As the neighborhoods have grown and more subdivisions have come in, there's been increased traffic, and so that road has always been in our master plan. And I noticed that it says Franklin is adding one new project, the Oakwood Road Improvement Project. And so we are able to cover some local, if it's based on impact fees. And since we've been having a kind of a hard time funding and trying to figure that out, could that road possibly be seen for new growth and development as a way to look at that? And then on page 70, and this is my last point, it has water and sewer fees will be updated as soon as the new information needed to update them becomes available. So are we planning to go out to the public hearing and just have those to be determined on that sheet? And so this would mostly pertain to, well, I guess it would also pertain to residential, but commercial as well. And then if we don't have those rates set, as in the case with Ballpark Commons, is the fee that we allow them to defer going to be based on new rates or the current rates, or how will we set that fee when they do pay that deferred cost special assessment?
So I'll take part of that.
Okay. So the, pardon me, I believe you talked about the Ballpark Commons deferred. There is one project at the Ballpark Commons, the Lux Golf, where they pulled a footings foundation permit, and that generated the impact fee at that point in time, and the developer provided a bond mm-hmm. in payment on that. So the fee was set at the time they pulled that permit, and those fees were based upon our schedule at that point in time. These fees that we're talking about would impact future building permits or new development that would occur.
Okay, so what I've heard you say is they will be held to the current standards that are in here versus this adjustment, so they won't have a lower rate?
They will be held to the standards that existed in December of 2019 okay. when they pulled their permit.
Okay. And anything from the date that we actually, after we hold the public hearing and adopt something, is when all the new ones would kick in, obviously, then.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have. Thanks so much for the report. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Alderman Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You may have talked about some of this. I apologize. I was held up and couldn't get here sooner. So you may have talked about some of this. But I can go either way on the school district. I tend to agree with the points that are made. But the fact that we have three school districts in Franklin, we have no control over those other two school districts, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so what do those communities charge? Any idea?
I don't know off the top of my head for impact fees, no.
Okay, because I think we should at least be in line, we should keep that in mind and be in line with the Oak Creek School District and the Whitnall School District as far as the schools go. The rest of it, you know, it boggles my mind every year when we come to this wall and we have to spend money on impact fees. It sure seems like we should have a better system in place that we know that it's coming ahead of time and we can start planning for it or spending. So the point of that is I'm not in favor of dropping it. This to me seems drastically. I am in favor of raising it slower, and I am in favor of reviewing it more timely. 5 years sounds good to me. Beyond that, I think we're too long. 5 years it should be reviewed. I don't want to see it drop, and that's not fair to those people that have already paid those fees recently for whatever building, whatever permits. So I'm not in favor of dropping it, and it should be increased by a lower rate, but we need to get a better internal plan procedure for having plans to spend the money ahead of time. That's all.
Let me do mine first. Page 69, a couple things first. I think the question that Alderman Mayer was going to get to, but I'll rephrase is, the question that needs to be answered is, do Greenfield, Hales Corners, Oak Creek charge impact fees to their school districts?
I think that is the question I asked.
Yeah, it's not how I heard it, but okay.
I am aware that the city of Oak Creek does, in fact, charge impact fees. Whether they include school districts or not, I don't know, and I can find out. And I do not know if Greenfield charges an impact fee or not, but we can find that out and get that information.
So what you're saying is, sure, Mr. Mayor, we'll get you that answer. Okay, so then on page 69.
Mr. Mayor, could I just clarify one
absolutely,
thing?
Absolutely, Alderman Mayor.
We have, in here somewhere, it did say that we could do it the same in those portions of Franklin that are in school districts, but that's not really true, correct? We have no control over those portions in other school districts for impact fee.
If the way our ordinance is drafted in existence today as we sit here, anyone, including the Oak Creek School District or the Whitnall School District, that built something in the city of Franklin would be subject to our impact fee. The proposal that would be before you in a month, according to the timeline as laid out at the end of this schedule, is that public school districts, Whitnall, Franklin, and Oak Creek, would be exempt from our impact fee if you adopt the ordinance as it's being drafted. And we're looking for that feedback
then,
this evening.
Yeah, okay. And then we do need to see what they're actually doing in their communities.
So the housing affordability section of this, the state law allows us to not charge impact fees, but it doesn't give us the criteria from which to decide whether we should or should not, given that the criteria is 40% below the median household, which is 400,000, which would mean it's 320,000 or thereabouts. Paul, you correct me on the math. 40% of 400,000 is 300,000, isn't it? Something like that.
No.
Like 160,000
is still an affordable house in the city of Franklin.
Right.
So whether we don't know what the impact of people in that house has on the rest of the community, but there is an impact. So that whole section needs some more exploration and study before we make a decision on that. So that was my two comments. Alderman Taylor.
Well, when it comes to the school district, I mean, with our community. So two things. One, the issue that we've been in for the last decade is we don't have the matching funds to deal with the impact fees that are there. That's always been the issue. We know that they've been expiring for years, but we haven't had the money to match it. So we've been collecting too much. So I'm trying to be more agreeable before I leave. So I'm trying not to disagree with Alderman Mayer, but we have been collecting too much. I think this 40% is where we need to be. It's also about being competitive, because when a developer comes looking and saying, hey, we want to build a 80 home subdivision, we're looking at two or three municipalities, or a corporation is saying we want to build our new headquarters and we're looking at two different properties. You know, they're looking at what's going to cost them, and obviously we know that incentives are being thrown around all the time. So let's say incentives are all the same. Now it comes down to the impact fees. We can't change that like that. We're stuck with that, and that could be the make or break on whether or not we get that business, or whether a business leaves Franklin to go to somewhere else. So I think we have to get more competitive, and the issue really has been, when it comes to parks, is we just do not have the matching funds to do it. Now maybe things will change because of the landfill and we have a little more money coming in, and that with the expansion now finally taking place, and that could help. But when it comes to the school district, I really don't care what other municipalities do, because do we want to get down in the dirty and say, are they actually being partners with you? Because I can tell you, like, I can't see anything happening between now and the next two common council meetings that I have left that the school district is also going to feel like a partner with the city of Franklin, because I haven't felt that in 12 years. We've constantly been with the bullseye on our back on issues that affect them, and they've been nowhere found at all. I don't know how it is in Oak Creek, and I don't know how it is in Hales Corners and Greenfield and that. So I think it should stay and let them decide how to manage their budgets, because that's what we do every single year.
Alderman Wilhelm, and then let's get to the questions, please.
On the page 61, where it has the existing park fund balance, I think that fund balance has been changed, so if it's going to be a more current document, didn't that go up, Paul, from our licensing from the
existing? That was as of December 31st of last year.
So it was as of the most recent data that we have.
Okay. Are we going to just leave it at that most recent? Are we going to make it more current when it goes out to public, or is this not going to be part of the public process? I didn't know.
We plan on using these December 31 and 19 numbers.
Okay. And so with the parks, we do have that figure where we have to match. So one of the only ones we have to match is for parks issues, right? We're not matching. Are we matching on police and fire and all those facilities or impact
fees? Well, so impact fees pay for part of projects, the mm-hmm. part that's assigned to new growth or allocated or attributable to new growth, and the rest has to come from generally property taxes.
Well, I know with parks, it's a real specific calculation, but for the other projects, I don't see any specific calculation. So that's what I was asking, I think.
For instance, sorry, my page numbers don't match yours, but for instance, in transportation, if you go to the transportation section, the second page of that, table 19 or page 65, at the very bottom, in the bottom right corner, after a bunch of calculations, we come out with a new growth share, and that's 16%. That's what's going to be paid for that project out of impact fees.
Okay. And then, as I haven't really said anything about the school district issue, and there's several opinions on that, but I do see the point about the school can't control the subdivisions we approve. Now, I know in our ordinance we're supposed to give them a copy of the plans and let them comment, but in all the years that I've been here, I think I've maybe seen maybe one letter. They may be commenting and we're not getting those letters. I don't know. But if there is an objection to the school about a large subdivision that they think is going to affect them, I would hope that all of us would be copied on some objection letter. Don't know if that's happened. But the school district can't really control that we're bringing in subdivisions. And I think your report points that out. So then they have to react. So the big subdivision comes in of 100 homes and then ends up with X amount of children. And then they say, hey, now we have to add on to our school or make changes or build a new school. And that's a reactionary process. It seems to me like we can point our fingers at the school districts not doing their job with their budget, but there's a portion of that we're causing that they don't really have a control over. So it kind of relieves Franklin to say, hey, it's true when you look at the pie that there's a real big portion of school taxes, one, because people are apparently supporting the referendums because they want good schools, because good schools are good communities. And the other thing is that we've sort of caused a percentage of that. So I get the point you made in your document, and I think it's a valid one for the people that feel like, well, I bought my house 10 years ago, I paid my impact fees, now I'm paying more impact fees for the school, or my kids have already gone 10 years through school. And they will never, ever see an end to impact fees, the people that have been living here. So it makes sense that the new houses that come in should take up for most of that. And if there's another valid point on that, I could be persuaded a little bit the other way. I think Paul had a few of them that were kind of persuasive last time around, but that's my point.
Alderman Barber.
In 2013, the resolution was passed to exempt it. Why has it happened?
The resolution in 2013 directed staff to bring back a new ordinance to exempt them, but now it's coming back now for the first time.
Is there a reason? And what was the wisdom in making that decision in 13 that maybe isn't coming out here?
I can't speak for prior staff who was responsible for putting this together, other than higher priorities came about, and so this study got pushed back. in terms of the reason that the council made that direction. I wasn't here, and I haven't pulled. I can look and see if there was something in the minutes or in the council action which directed it. But clearly the council directed that staff bring back an ordinance to exempt the school districts.
Mr. City Attorney.
My recollection is that the city administrator did bring back the ordinance
in January,
somewhere a year or so, or within the year after 2013, and it failed, is my recollection.
Alderman Taylor, you were here.
I think that's exactly what happened. We had an election coming up in April, and I just don't think there was a desire of those up here. I mean, if you think it was, my position hasn't changed in how many years. You had Alderman Skaronski, State Representative Skaronski was here. D'Andrea, you were here. I don't remember where Mayor Taylor was. So Alderman Mayor, you were here too. So, I mean, only really Barbara was here. Barbara was here too. So, yeah, I don't think there was the desire to do it.
I was here in
16. What?
16.
16, so that was Schmidt? Schmidt? Yeah, so I don't think there was a desire to do it. I think it did come back. I think it did fail.
Mr. City Attorney.
Well, in terms of defining fail, my recollection is also, and I could be wrong, but I think it was to put it over until there was an updated needs assessment done.
Sorry. That comports with the documents I've seen. So.
Well, there's no desire to do anything, frankly.
If there's not a desire to actually take action, that means there's probably not the votes to do it. Like, why bring something up? Why have staff spend time and spend money to do something that's not going to go anywhere? I think that was probably a good management decision.
So there's a series of questions, five questions here. Mr. Rothenberg, these questions are imperative or just helpful?
The study, as it's drafted, addresses these issues. I believe the council action sheet indicates how they're addressed in the study. But then there's a draft ordinance that we will make available to the public beginning on March 11th, when the public hearing notice for this. As mentioned in the last page of the study, there's a process associated with modifying our ordinance. The first step of that is bringing this study to your attention this evening and receiving input and direction from the Common Council. And then there is a draft ordinance that is currently being worked upon, and a public hearing notice that will go to the newspaper tomorrow, directing that a public hearing would occur on Monday, April 6th at your council meeting. And at that time, you would hear the public hearing, and then there would be the ordinance in front of you to adopt. And these are issues that need to be addressed in that draft ordinance.
Okay, item one, accept the public, Mr. City Attorney. First item is easy one. Accept the public facilities needs assessment. Is there a motion to do so?
So moved.
And the public hearing would be on April the 6th. Is that part of your motion?
Yes.
Yes.
The 7th is
to Monday.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 2 is provide direction in the form of annual increase. I'm going to make the suggestion.
A.
Thank you. Is that your motion?
Yes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 3 is create a policy that would cause the needs assessment to be
every
completed.
5 years.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 I've got a quick question, Mr. Mayor.
Alderman Mayor.
It took how long to get this one?
18.
Yeah, it took a lot of time. 18 years.
Right.
Mechanism do we have in place that's
going to
say 5
and
exceed 5?
Well, on April 8th, we'll start on the next one.
And maybe we'll get to it at some point.
Okay, item 4 is exempt the.
We didn't vote.
Oh, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 4 is exempt institutional.
Does that have to be in the draft ordinance, or is that can that be yet to be determined? Because obviously.
Mr. City Attorney.
That's a provision included in the draft ordinance, and I think that any action thereon should await public hearing
right.
And consideration of the ordinance.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to item five.
And the information about the other school districts.
We'll have that for the public hearing. No action on item
four.
Item five, direction regarding the housing affordability. My suggestion is hold on that too.
Yeah, I agree.
So no action on item five. Item six is item six. Okay.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Move on to G3, which is the sanitary sewer user fee, an increase of 3.9%. Any questions? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Questions?
I just have one.
Alderman Willem?
Well, the water user fee is 1%, but it's
four. But the total is much higher. That's like a 6% total increase between MMSD and the city, right?
That's correct, but
yeah.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Without objection, let's move on to item G12.
I was just going to refer. Well, no, that's fine. We'll come back to the floor. That's good.
G12, which is a resolution for professional services agreement for needs analysis and concept designs for public works garage. Mr.